أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ورمضان مبارك. May the blessings and mercy and the showering of abundant blessings be upon you and on your family in this blessed month of Ramadan. As we have now entered into the blessed month of fasting, the month of the revelation of the Quran, the month which is full of spiritual benefits that come from the divine to us, the servants of Allah, we want to remind ourselves of the importance of the blessed month of Ramadan, and obviously the one of the best ways for us to reflect on Ramadan and the blessings which are within it and the mercy contained therein is to reflect on some of the traditions, the sayings of Prophet Muhammad and his noble family. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And when we look in the traditions and the books of hadith that speak about Ramadan and the importance of this month, obviously we see that there are numerous traditions that talk about various aspects of fasting, of the recitation of the Quran, of keeping the night vigil, keeping awake the night in prayer, and many other of the recommended actions which are within this month. Today we just want to reflect on one very brief tradition as we enter into the blessed month, and this tradition comes to us from the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he shares with us the following important advice about the month of Ramadan. And he states, "If only the servant of God knew what is contained in the month of Ramadan, they would have longed that the month of Ramadan lasted the entire year." When we look at the traditions, and more specifically when we look at the khutbah, the sermon that the Messenger of Allah delivered on the final day of Sha'aban to welcome in the blessed month of Ramadan, he spoke about the month in a very glowing tribute, in a very beautiful way. And he reminded us how our sleep in this month is worship, how our breathing is a form of glorification of Allah, how our good actions are all accepted and approved of by Allah, how our sins are kept, you know, are removed from us, how the devils, the ones who instigate us to perform acts of transgression against Allah, are locked up in this blessed month. And he went on to enumerate many of the blessings and bounties, including, for example, in the recitation of the Quran, where he states that to recite one verse in the blessed month of Ramadan is equivalent to reciting the entire Quran in any other month. And so with many, many, many bounties and blessings that have been conferred upon us, the believers, in this blessed month, it is no wonder that the Messenger of Allah will tell us that if we understood these blessings, and not only these, but the countless other blessings that we perhaps have never heard about, have never experienced, and probably don't even know, which are contained in the mercy of Allah, if we were to know of all of these blessings which are contained in this beautiful month of Allah, then indeed we would long for this month to last for our entire life. Not just the 29 or 30 days that we go through the blessed month of Ramadan, but in actuality, much more than that. And so as we enter into this blessed month, we ask Allah to give us the ability to worship Him in this month, to keep the fast on the days, and to stand for worship in the night, to be able to recite the Quran as it should be recited, and to give due justice to the Book of Allah, and that we are able to fulfill all of our obligations to Allah and to the creations in this blessed month. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.